Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, where we dive deep into those emotional landmines that sometimes trip us up in life. Today's topic, guilt and shame. Those heavyweights that can feel like they're dragging you down, making it hard to move forward. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when you think about a past mistake? You know that feeling when you replay a conversation over and over, criticizing yourself for every little thing you said or didn't say? Trust me, I get it. We all carry baggage from the past. But here's the thing, these feelings of guilt and shame are often rooted in how we treated ourselves as children. If we weren't given enough love, support, or understanding during those formative years, we might have learned to punish ourselves for perceived shortcomings. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we heal that inner child and finally let go of the guilt and shame that's been holding us back? Let's unpack it together. 5 key takeaways to help you overcome guilt and shame. 1. Acknowledge it. First things first, you gotta own your feelings. Pretending they don't exist won't make them disappear. Instead, acknowledge the guilt and shame. Give those emotions a name. Say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling guilty about this situation. Or, this experience has triggered some feelings of shame. Just acknowledging it can start to diffuse its power over you. 2. Identify the root. Don't just focus on the surface level mistake or event. Dig deeper. Ask yourself, what belief system is fueling these feelings? Is it a message you heard as a child? Something like, you're not good enough. You always mess things up. Once you identify those core beliefs, you can start to challenge them and replace them with more empowering ones. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend who was struggling. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We're human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself words of comfort and encouragement. Hey, I messed up, but it's okay. I can learn from this. 4. Forgive yourself. This is often the hardest step, but it's essential for healing. Holding on to guilt and shame only keeps you stuck in the past. Make a conscious decision to forgive yourself for your mistakes. It doesn't mean condoning what happened. It simply means releasing the negative energy that's holding you back. 5. Focus on growth. See your mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. Every experience, even the difficult ones, can teach us something valuable about ourselves. Shift your perspective from I failed to what can I learn from this. Think about a time when you beat yourself up over a mistake. Maybe it was a presentation that didn't go as planned, or a fight with a loved one. How did those feelings of guilt and shame impact your actions? Did they make you withdraw? Did they lead to self-sabotaging behaviors? Now imagine approaching that same situation with self-compassion. Instead of dwelling on the mistake, you acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward. You offer yourself kindness and understanding, knowing that everyone makes mistakes. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to break free from the cycle of guilt and shame and embrace a more compassionate and empowered way of living. Remember, healing your inner child is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and a lot of self-love. But the rewards are worth it. By addressing those root causes of guilt and shame, you can finally free yourself to live a happier, more fulfilling life. So, what's one thing you're going to do differently today? Maybe it's practicing some self-compassion affirmations or journaling about your feelings. Whatever it is, take that first step towards healing your inner child and reclaiming your power. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode and how you plan to incorporate these takeaways into your life. Leave a comment on the website or tag me on social media. And remember, keep shining bright, my friends. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of healing wisdom. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.